We are Q102. I'm Red Beard, and in the out of control room with us right now, it's my great pleasure to welcome Jeff Healey and Joe Rockman of the Jeff Healey Band. Welcome back to Dallas, partner.
How you doing?
We
feel kind of out of control in this room.
Well, this is the room where it all happens. Absolutely. you brought some great weather with you. This is not Toronto weather for March, is it, Jeff?
No, not really. I mean, Toronto weather in March can be anywhere from absolutely freezing to about 60 degrees, and right now it's absolutely freezing up there.
Well, we must have had a Toronto winter then, because Dallas has been just a roller coaster as far as
just about every part in North. It's not our fault.
We didn't do it.
Just about. I mean, it snowed out in Malibu, California. That is rare.
That's very rare.
That's really something. It's been really weird this winter.
We've got the Jeff Healey Band back at Tommy's tonight for a return engagement. I have this this image of you tearing up that guitar and putting the audience into a frenzy the last time you played Tommy's.
Is that what I did?
No. Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
No, it was terrific, and I want to talk about your sense of showmanship here in just a second. What was the first music that you had in your home? What was the first music that you remember?
Oh, there was lots of stuff. Anything from jazz. What?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
You did. You were muttering something over there.
He gets paid a lot of money to do that.
He does. From jazz to, some country and things like that. I grew up on a lot of different things.
So when did you get that first guitar?
I got a guitar when I was 3.
Wow. Yeah. Now who would give a 3-year-old a guitar?
My dad. I asked for one, actually.
You asked for it?
Yeah, well, I asked for it already. I had, little harmonicas and basically just things that would make noise, and decided, I think I might have had a couple of cousins or something that had guitars, and I decided I wanted to get one.
That is such a young age. Were your folks musical? Did they think
no, not... Not as far as performing. They listened to a lot of things, but no, there was really no performers in my family.
Was it pretty obvious to them at a young age that you had a gift?
Well, it was obvious that I was interested in music, because I loved records and radio, and was interested in all that, and the overall workings of the music business.
Mm. We're talking with Jeff Healey and Joe Rockman of the Jeff Healey Band in town tonight to play at Tommy's. This is the first song that we ever got to hear you perform on Q102. This is a song that was done by John Hiatt originally. This is Confidence Man on Q102. That's Jeff Healey Band and Confidence Man on Q102, Texas Best Rock and Roll. That's from the debut by Jeff Healey called See the Light. We've got you up to getting that first guitar, Jeff. Did you take conventional guitar lessons, and what were the results?
No. Well, there were no results because I never took them. I started by tuning the guitar to a chord and altering the chord with a slide, and then eventually learning standard guitar tuning and just having become accustomed to holding it that way flat on my lap for slide playing, I continued to do so, and just using all 5 fingers of the left hand.
Now, for those of us who don't play, which is the majority of the folks listening, contrast that with a traditional style.
I'll let Joe do that, who plays in the traditional upside down backwards.
Joe, how does a guitar player normally hold and finger the guitar versus the way Jeff does it?
Normally, the way to do it is to grasp the guitar. So in other words, you're holding it in your hand, as opposed to Jeff basically just lays it on top of the fretboard. So really, a conventional guitar player has to employ all kinds of muscles to keep his hand in a certain position in order to play that way, and stretch his fingers across on a horizontal position, where just lying it flat, you use gravity and you just sort of place your hand on it, and it's that much more easier and flexible for your fingers.
So
Jeff can use his thumb, which is, in the conventional way, the thumb is basically holding the hand in place.
It's really not
on the neck.
Used to fret normally. Jeff, would you say that maybe everybody's been doing it a little inefficiently up to now, and maybe
no.
you've got it?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Really?
I believe that any way that you can figure out to hold the guitar, or any instrument at all, for that matter, and play it, you know, I mean, if a piano player tends to use different fingerings for scales and so mm-hmm. forth, it really doesn't matter. It's what comes out of the
that's for sure.
out of the instrument.
That's for
counts.
Sure. Stanley Jordan is a fantastic player. How
yes, he is.
And he has an extremely unique style. How is his style different from yours?
Well, because he uses both hands to tap on the guitar, whereas my right hand is picking on the guitar.
Wow.
And
did he come by?
Go ahead. Let me see. Does he wrap? I think he wraps his left hand around, doesn't he?
Yeah, he uses the conventional way on his left hand.
On his left hand.
Right hand.
His right hand does
tapping.
Tapping on top, so.
So
it is quite different.
Yeah, so.
And I have no idea how he does what he does. I really don't.
We're talking with Jeff Healy and Joe Rockman of the Jeff Healy Band. They're playing Tommy's tonight. Joe, tell me your very first impressions. The first time you met Jeff or got to see Jeff play, what were your initial impressions? Come on, that
it was amazing,
time.
Actually. I didn't know anything about Jeff at all, except that he had played with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Albert Collins at a nightclub in Toronto. But I didn't know anything about his style. And when Tom contacted me, the drummer contacted me and, you know, basically told me about Jeff. He didn't mention the style or he just basically said that Jeff was very good. And come down and check it out.
Really didn't prepare you for what
not
you were about
all.
To see.
And the sounds that were coming to my stage right were unbelievable. And when Jeff got up off his chair and started, you know, jumping around, I just kind of didn't know what to make of it. But he didn't drop a note.
He moved out of the way.
He moved out of the way, which was a smart move.
Usually is.
It was
incredible. The first meeting of this band together, mm. that one night that we jammed together, was real chemistry.
Mm. Did you know immediately that you wanted to work professionally with Jeff, or was it something that...
It took about 5 seconds.
Took about 5 seconds.
I was doing a lot of studio work at the time, but I knew this would be special one day.
Okay. We're talking with Jeff Healy and also Joe Rockman of the Jeff Healy Band. Tell me about... You know, your guitar playing, Jeff, is real obvious. Tell me about... when did you realize that, you know, you were a singer, that you had a good singing voice?
That was a what? In the shower.
In the shower.
Hey, where we all realize how good or bad we are.
I mean, did you want to be a blues and rock and roll singer as well as a player?
I never really gave any of the sort of, you know, what's going on now a thought until it happened. My interest, you know, coming up, through high school and so forth, was just to be a player, a member of a band, and you know, just travel around and play and have fun, basically. You know, I wasn't looking to be your sort of superstar and adored by millions and all that sort of thing for whatever I was supposed to be. But as Joe mentioned, the particular jam with Stevie Ray Vaughan, who apparently he's just moved. He lives outside of here now, just outside Dallas, isn't he?
He's a native of Dallas, yes.
He's a native now.
Yes,
because
sir.
He was living in Austin for a while. I know he moved a couple of years
right,
ago.
Right, but he was born and raised right out that window about 3 miles.
In
Oak Cliff.
Oh.
Right between the Bean Factory and the drive-in restaurant.
If he's listening, I'll say hello.
I think he's in Memphis cutting the next record.
Is he doing the next record now? Oh,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
that's,
right.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that for a long time.
Right.
Anyway, so doing that particular jam pretty well put me right in the, you know, in the papers of downtown Toronto, which is a pretty major music scene in itself. And I was sort of in a position to, you know, either get things together under my own name or just forget about it and do something else at that point.
Right.
So I, you know, experimented for a couple of months, and finally this particular band came together.
Wow. We're talking with Jeff Healy on Q102. Now, Jeff, I'm one of those people who find it very difficult to walk and chew gum at the same time. And I've got to ask you about your sense of showmanship at various points during the show, which folks will see tonight at Tommy's Live. You just kind of cut loose, and I think it always kind of startles the first-time Jeff Healey fan, because you're all over the place.
I like to shock people. I loved to do that since I was a kid. And I used to, you know, jump off 10-foot walls.
What?
And all that sort of thing. I did all sorts of stupid, nutty things.
Oh, jeez. You know,
But as far as putting it down to a stage, I think you've got to do more than just, because I spent, you know, a lot of time in other bands just sitting and playing. I would never even thought of getting up and jumping around or anything like that. To me, what was most important was to play.
Right.
And, you know, the other people in the band, except for the drummer, were usually up and around, you know, the other guitar player and the bass player and so forth, and they're moving around. And somebody commented to me that, you know, you're the only frontline guy that isn't doing anything. So I decided to, you know, just as a joke, to give it a try, you know, and it caught on, and I got more comfortable with it, and, you know, I just do it now basically as a, just an addition to the stage show.
It's definitely a showstopper. Let's take a listen to another song that old John Hiatt wrote.
Yeah.
This is Angel Eyes from the Jeff Healey Band debut, See the Light.
And it's the next single.
On Q102. Well, that's sweet. That is sweet. That is Angel Eyes from the Jeff Healey Band from See the Light. We're talking with Jeff Healey and Joe Rockman, and yes, that is Joe's name. I had to tease Joe.
Sorry.
I said, boy, I said, that's as much of a stage name as Redbeard. He goes, I'll show you my birth certificate. Of course, you just kind of born to rock.
But I want a beard like that.
Well, I tell you what, we can, we can send out to a novelty store or something. If you start right now, Joe, about, let's see, what is this, 1989? Oh, about 2007, it'll be coming in about like this, buddy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Jeff, can you help me with something? Help me explode some of the big myths about sightless people. First of all, are the other senses automatically heightened or...
No.
Let's see.
No.
Joe is goosing him right here, live on the air, just a sensory check.
Just to see.
Just in the name of science.
Yeah. No, everybody has, you know, is born with the certain capabilities. And it's just a matter of making do with what you've got. So, you know, as far as hearing and so forth and touch and all that, when you're put into that position, you're just going to probably use it more.
So
it's not automatically heightened.
Got it.
As a result.
Got it. Why do you think? Let me preface this by telling a little story. I'm sure you hear this all the time or overhear it a lot. We invited you to come visit here at Q102 because we play so much of your music, and this will be your second performance here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we really wanted to get to know you. And so I said, "Oh, we'd love to have Jeff Healey come up." And the word came back the local record person for his record company isn't available, and they don't know if they can get anybody who's comfortable around a blind person to bring them up. And they said this to me with a straight face. They were serious.
Hmm.
And I had to just stand there and kind of laugh to myself and say, wait a minute. That's backwards, isn't it? Why are otherwise well-meaning people who are intelligent and normally sensitive, why are they often awkward or restricted about dealing?
I think people just freak out. I mean, you know, I'm guilty of... you can only relate to what you deal with all the time.
Your frame of reference, right?
And, you know, when I run across somebody who's in a wheelchair who's been getting around perfectly well for all their life or whatever... or just, you know, for whatever time that they've been in the wheelchair.
Right.
You know, I can find myself maybe over-asking them if they need help, if they need to do this, if they need to... It's hard to relate.
Hmm.
And, you know, so I understand that.
What about, like I said, intelligent people and well-meaning people, that when they meet you, for some reason, they speak up loud. And it's like, wait a minute, he's not deaf, he's blind.
Well, there's those, and then there's, you know, also the guys have got it for the last 3 years, and my dad got it throughout all of our history together, where they will ask whoever's with me if I need any help or if this is what I want to do. You know, is he fine? Will you put his thing here? Will you do this for him?
And you're standing right there.
I'm standing there.
Yeah.
And my dad or the guys have learned to do, we'll just say, well, why don't you ask him?
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that odd? So let me ask you, what is the biggest handicap then? Is it ignorance and our attitudes?
It could be. I really don't look at it. I think that everybody has their own little handicap in some way or another.
Good point.
And you've got to just make, as I said before, make do with what you've got in life. And
I mean, I'm short and ugly, and I got to live with it.
That's right. So, you know,
folks, you ought to see the size of Jeff's hands. I put my hand up to his, you know, palms together, up to his outstretched hand, and now I can see why you can reach some of those things. That's amazing. You know, my hand's about half, my fingers are about half as long as his.
Jeff Healy.
Jeff Healy and Joe Rockman and the band. We're leaving the drummer out, right?
Yeah, Tom Steven. He's back on the phone in the hotel. We are a self-managed unit. And
seriously?
And thankfully
so. You guys
so.
Do your own business affairs
yeah.
too?
Mm-hmm.
You like it like that?
Yeah, we do. That's how we've maintained things. We have an office staff working for us as well at home base. And a road manager with us, you know, to take care of things like that. But we still have a lot of things that have to be handled by ourselves. And so Tom is presently doing that, some general stuff.
I think that's really neat that you take charge of all aspects of your career. That's great. We'll see you live tonight, a return engagement at Tommy's. Last time the sparks almost burned the place down, okay?
We'll be careful.
Bring your own fire extinguisher. Thanks for coming by, Joe, and Jeff Healy on
Q102. Can you see the light of me?